It's 8:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Scientific instruments from a CU Boulder lab may be heading to the moon with future astronauts. As CPR's Dan Boyce reports, NASA announced nearly $25 million in funding for the project earlier this month.
This is all about studying moon dust. It gets kicked up easily in the low lunar gravity. It's clingy, remarkably abrasive, and possibly harmful to humans if inhaled. The CU Boulder instruments go by the acronym DUSTER. The plan is to help Artemis IV astronauts better understand lunar dust, its size, how it moves, and its electric charge. The instruments would also be mounted on a small lunar rover from a Colorado company, Lunar Outpost. If DUSTER makes the final cut, the mission is scheduled for 2028. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Select organizations working to get young people out into nature will receive $2 million from the state, Tegan Wendlin reports.
The Outdoor Equity Grant is funded by the Colorado Lottery, and Colorado Parks and Wildlife awards the grants. The goal is to create more chances for youth and families to enjoy nature and get training for jobs in the outdoor recreation industry. Grants went to more than 20 groups, including the Boys and Girls Club of Pueblo County and Groundwork Denver. Each organization received between $40,000 and $100,000. The fund was created in 2021 and has given out more than $10 million since then. I'm Tegan Wendland, CPR News.
It's bird migration season, which could mean an increase in avian influenza. Waterfowl, geese and ducks are particularly prone to the disease. If you see sick birds, they may be wobbling or swimming in circles, you should avoid them and report the location to Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Human transmission is rare. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. A few clouds expected today. Higher elevations might see some rain. Highs in the 60s. It's 8:06.